Juliet, New York City's mayor out there today, sleeves rolled up?
Absolutely, and he had that paint roller in hand, and he was joined by his wife, First Lady Shirlane McRae, and local officials here and activists. And there was a big crowd, not only volunteers that were helping with this effort, but also just the general public crowding around to see what was going on. And the irony here is there is Trump Tower, this tall, soaring building, and the big gold letters Trump Tower are, you know, high atop the entrance of the building. And now right in front of that entrance are these big yellow letters, Black Lives Matter, and you can't miss them.
How big is the thing?
It goes from 56th Street to 57th Street, and it also, it's in front of Tiffany's department store, you know, the jewelry store as well. You know, Trump Tower takes up, I'd say, the middle of the block. Tiffany's is more north on 57th Street. And then there's a smaller store on the other side of Trump Tower. But it takes up that entire block.
Juliet, President Trump not happy about this plan. He called the words Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate. I believe at one point he was asking for the police to block this from happening.
Well, interestingly, the mayor was supposed to do this last week. And I'd been reporting that it was set to go last Thursday. And, you know, the mayor said it was a scheduling issue that they changed their mind. And we sort of speculated whether the White House had something to say or to do about it or tried to block it. But, you know, we didn't see any legal action taken or anything like that. And so it occurred today. No, the president was very vocal on Twitter about this. He said it ruined, denigrates the luxury of Fifth Avenue, and he had all sorts of negative things to say about it, but the mayor was championing this, and he supports Black Lives Matter. He didn't speak formally at the event today, but he did talk about, he said this doesn't denigrate the street, it liberates the street. And there were some people there cheering him, and there were actually other people there jeering and booing him. They thought it was a disgrace and they weren't too happy to see it. So obviously there's, you know, both sides of the issue here.
And if you look at larger issues about the city of New York and their support for Trump, could you extrapolate that pretty much kind of speaks to the situation in the city? Some are for him, some are against him?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is a predominantly Democratic city. But, you know, Trump was always a larger-than-life character in New York. He was always in the local gossip pages. He liked to champion causes. You know, he fixed the Woolman skating rink in Central Park. He built the big buildings. He liked going to the big events and parties. And some people admire him for that. They admired him on The Apprentice. You know, they want to be like that. They aspire to that. But the politics, his politics doesn't play too well in New York City proper.